So let's talk about this 30-day plan that will take you from zero to your MVP. So we'll just run through the overview of these 30 days here, and we'll break down each day into smaller tasks later on, so you'll be able to go through an actionable step-by-step guide for each particular day. So day one is about setting your goals and target milestones and about what you want to achieve from your Chrome extensions, both in terms of functionality, user base, revenue, all those sort of goals that you're looking for. What do you actually want? And then on day two, we are looking at finding some great micro niches. So researching the niches that are in our network and those that are available to us. And then we're going to go on and score and rank those in day three. And then in day four, we're going to start looking into the niches communities. And within those communities, we're going to try and find problems and opportunities for us to develop Chrome extensions to solve these problems in day five and six. And then day seven, we'll be scoring and ranking these problems and opportunities. And day eight and nine, we'll be looking to validate slash invalidate the proposed solution for this. And then on day 10, we're going to proceed with our best idea. We're then going to go ahead and generate some mock-ups and wireframes of how this thing's going to look, how it's going to work. And then we'll build out our website version one, which will have our mock-ups that we've generated up here and make it clear to the user what it is that your Chrome extension will do and how it's going to solve a problem for them. And then we're going to start building our audience in days 13 and 14. On days 15 and 16, we'll actually start building the Chrome extension to MVP itself. And then we'll also move on to looking at recruiting and engaging with a group of beta testers. Okay, so day 18 onwards, we'll be building the MVP and releasing it to the beta testers. Probably after you've been working on it for 4 or 5 days, you can start releasing it to them and then working with them to hone what your MVP offering will be. And then when you get to this point, you hopefully will have had some solid days of development and you'll be able to gather your beta testers' reviews, update the website, enhance it with actual screenshots of what you've got. And then we can start actually looking at launching the MVP itself. So we're going to build up some pre-launch hype and then build our onboarding email sequence and go through our final testing ahead of the day 30 launch of the MVP. So as I say, we'll go through each of these in more detail a bit later on in the course, but just wanted to give you an overview of the end-to-end process going from zero to launching your MVP in this section. Okay, I'll catch you in the next section.